Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. A shocker came out of Brussels today. Brussels shut down a summit of conservatives. And we're going to look at this story because it's almost unbelievable, first of all. But second of all, it's very concerning because it deals with free speech and also European Union. But the first thing I want to say before we get into this story is, in a way, I'm kind of not surprised that this happened in Brussels, because Brussels is a creepy city that's got a Twilight Zone of feel, and this story definitely is Twilight Zone. But it's more than Twilight Zone. It's scary because there's many implications with this particular story. So let's take a peek. Euractiv reported that police closed down Viktor Orban's Euroskeptic summit while UK Farage is on stage. Local authorities ordered the closure and evacuation of a hardline National Conservatism conference in Brussels on Tuesday on public safety grounds, with organizers complaining of cancel culture and the end of free speech in Europe. Hardline. That lends to this idea that the conservatives are a bunch of Nazis. And what's concerning is that within the European Union, within the media, there actually is this view that the conservatives are Nazis, and they're equated with actual Nazis. You'll hear that same terminology, that same lingo, and they're really looked down on. And really, all they are is just conservative. So we're going to take a peek again at Euractiv and what exactly that article states. Public safety grounds. Because, let's see, the organizers were complaining of cancel culture and the end of free speech in Europe. Belgian police entered the venue around midday with a warrant to close the conference down following pressure from activists and politicians, including anti-fascist organizations and the commune mayor. Now, I already told you that the conservatives are equated with Mussolini and Hitler, and yet they're nothing close. I have issued an order to ban the conference in the interests of public safety. The mayor of commune Saint-José ten Nude, the neighborhood of Brussels where the conference is taking place, posted on X, adding, "The far right is not welcome." The far right, now, in the eyes of Brussels, the far right is a conservative. Just a run-of-the-mill conservative. Granted, I understand that Viktor Orban, there's controversy around how he came to power. It was not a democratic process. But his values that he espouses are conservatives. And you have to also know that there's no threats here. There's nobody with weapons. There's nobody brandishing swastikas. There's none of that. They just didn't like them because they're far right. And now, I also want to mention that Belgium has a crazy law that if you don't vote in an election, you can be arrested because it's against the law to not vote. So their brand of democracy is really to the far left, so far to the left that you might as well say it's got some hints of totalitarianism. And this action definitely smacks of that. I've always found it interesting that two extremes produce the same end, and that some of the mudslinging usually means that fingers are pointing back at themselves. So let's take a peek more at what happened. Key speakers, included Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, French presidential candidate and extreme right. Notice extreme, okay? You got to get the lingo here because they're really not as extreme as they're pinning them to be, but they want you to think these are Nazis. Extreme right leader Eric Zemmour and former Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki from the PIS. The police initially entered the hall to vacate the event, according to Euractiv reporters present at the venue, but they eventually stayed outside on the pavement with speeches still going on inside. Now, I do know the PIS party, there have been certain issues, but again, these are not Nazi branding, these are not swastika branding conservatives. And the French candidate, Eric Zemmour, Zemmour was concerned of immigration and Islam in France and the idea of the great replacement, that the French native population would be replaced by non-European people. He launched a nationalist political party. He endorsed Marine Le Pen. And he's actually Jewish, and he speaks Hebrew. These countries in Europe are small compared to the United States. So if you go to Italy and you're in France or Germany, these countries are not really large countries. I can understand it being a concern with a large influx of migrants that it might reduce the culture. Now, I can understand the concern. We know that during World War II, there was the extreme, of course, by Adolf Hitler. And this is not what this politician is saying. And it's an understandable concern because part of what those nations pride on is their culture. And that's what makes the European Union so unique, is the united in diversity. So there's a balance. And I've said that the conservatives provide a balance, but they're really billed as swastika-bearing Nazis who are part of an SS. I mean, that's how they're portrayed. So let's finish to see what Euractiv had to say, and we're going to look at the story a bit more. Let's see. The police initially entered the hall to vacate the event. The policeman seen to speak with the organizers confirmed he had a closure order. And Nigel Farage was on stage when the police raided the hall. Orban blamed the Belgian police, saying, "I guess they couldn't take free speech any longer." Rumors and nervousness quickly swirled in the events hall. So basically, rumors and the idea that the Belgium don't like the conservatives basically got this shut down. And they got the closure order. So while the event continued running inside, the police prepared a security perimeter outside the venue to plan for a safe exit for attendees. This is a very big, loud, "You're not welcome, conservatives," in Brussels. In Brussels, where we have a unique brand of what we call democracy, where if you don't vote, you can go to jail. Let's see what Now Brussels Morning had to say. Brussels police halt hard right. Hard right. Here we go again. Hard right. I should say hardly hard right. Now, this is the Europe perspective. You have to think that the American perspective is we expect that when you say someone is hard right, white supremacists, Nazi symbols, not conservatives. But it's also very scary because this needs to be brought to the attention that this is what's going on right now within the European Union. And so let's look a little bit more at Brussels mourning. Brussels police shut down a hard right nationalist assemblage. There's the lingo again, featuring Orban, Farage, and Braverman, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, French far-right candidate Eric Zemmour, and former Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki were all due at the two-day National Conservatism Conference in Brussels, which had labored to secure a platform willing to host them in the capital because they're not welcome in Brussels. According to Euronews, Brexit Party founder Nigel Farage was preaching to the crowds when the Brussels police came with the order. Then the police had a three-page document. And the mayor of Brussels stated the far right is not welcome and that the order was to guarantee public safety, even though there was no threat to public safety. Two other Brussels venues, including the well-known Sofitel Hotel near the EU institutions, had in recent days declined to host the NatCon conference, raising suspicions over whether the event could go ahead as originally scheduled. I mean, this is crazy. So let's see, sparking a last-minute decision to break the contract. Nigel Farage described the crowds that the decisions to withdraw were absolutely outrageous. Some 600 attendees were predicted to attend, and this is less than 2 months away from the EU elections. And now we're going to listen to Nigel Farage, what he had to say concerning the shutdown.
That meeting, over the next 2 days, you've got a Prime Minister of Hungary, you've got a bishop, you've got members of European royal families coming, well-known international businessmen and women, politicians, leaders of parties that will win European elections in countries this year, in June. And yet, because they're questioning ever close to union, because they're questioning globalism, they're literally being shut down. This is like the old Soviet Union. No totalitarian view allowed. I'll tell you what, I might have my reservations about the way the Conservative government have carried out Brexit. If anything convinced me we did the right thing, it was what happened in that place this morning.
So you can take one look at Nigel Farage and you can tell he's not a Nazi. This is very concerning. Whether you agree with the Conservatives or not, and I've been around both the Conservatives and the Liberals in Europe. I've been with the Federalists and I've been with the Conservatives. But this is very, very concerning because this really is a violation of free speech. It's also very much, as Nigel says, reminiscent of the old Soviet Union. And if you don't believe their way, police, and you can be arrested. We'll be talking about this more in shows, the European Union's rule of law. We've already discussed a proposal for the next treaty, which wants to incorporate social ideas into EU law. If you don't believe their way, it's criminal. This is frightening. The European Union is a big empire. It is almost half a billion people, 483 million. There's 10 proposed nations that are going to join. It's going to have a treaty change. It's already writing the rules for the world through its Digital Services Act and Battery Directive and other directives, AI, CO2 fines that are going to come. And to have this non-democratic element and this intolerance for another viewpoint. I've been around the Conservatives. They're not brandishing swastikas in Italy. They're dancing the tarantella. That's what they're doing. I mean, I was on a boat with them. It's not what they're portraying. And they're almost ostracized for having traditional values or for wanting the nation state to have say in areas of policy. And they're painted as real extremists. They're painted as Nazis. And they're like not, they're like anything but. But it's also not surprising that this happened in Belgium. And it happened in Brussels. Because when you enter Brussels, it's definitely got that Twilight Zone feel to it. And this is very bizarre. And it's not shocking that it happened in Brussels. Well, I hope you found this informative. We're going to be keeping an eye on anything like this. I just did a minute twister on climate change now being global warming, being considered a human rights violation. We are entering a twilight zone of thought and opinion, which is frightening because they want to impose it on everybody. And guess where that happens? Well, I don't need to say. You know the story. The same fingers they're pointing are now pointing back at them. Anyway, hope you found this informative. Stay tuned for more. If you don't subscribe, definitely hit the subscribe button. Check out our Amazon store. Till next time, stay tuned.
Tune in next time for more from Don Provda and Erica Gray for their twist on world news.